when most people think about cooperatives, I think that they think of maybe a grocery store. But when you started out with this movie, you found out about a huge enterprise in Spain called Mondragon that is almost like a conglomerate of businesses that are all worker-owned. Can you tell me how those work?
The workers, that is the people who actually are employed there, are the owners, and they also manage the business. In the Basque Country, this model has been functioning for 60 years, and there is a huge network in a particular region in the Basque Country of Spain that has made a significant difference in people's lives.
You don't treat in the same way a car that is rented or your own car. So this is our company. So this is why we feel better in this company and we work happier in this company, no?
We are involved in the decisions.
I mean, and they make everything from airplane parts to home appliances, and they run a bank as well. And when you're an owner, then you share in profits every year. Is that how it works?
Yes, yes. Well, you share in both the risks and what may be the benefits.
If profits go down, does your salary go down?
In some cases, people decide to reduce salaries. But for the most part, these co-ops in the Basque region have not seen the kinds of layoffs, unemployment that they've seen in the rest of Spain.
What I find interesting about some of the comments made in the movie is that they say that they prize job creation over making a profit. How does that work? How does a company do that and stay competitive? They have to compete with a lot of companies that are based on your traditional capitalist model.
Well, of course, the company has to maintain some kind of profitability or they'll go out of business. So basically, it's a balancing of profits versus employment. And we've seen it also in this country. For example, the Isthmus Engineering Company, where we visited in Madison, Wisconsin.
I came here for the sole purpose to work for a workers' co-op. I heard about the place. I worked for a big company up in Fond du Lac. There, it didn't seem to matter how hard I worked or how little I did. It made no difference. I wanted to go to a place where I could make a difference.
They are a very competitive business, but they are fully worker-owned and run. And when I asked them about salary differences, for example, the salary difference between the highest paid worker and the lowest is less than 2 to 1. And this is discussed and resolved in an open meeting every year.
Information is shared and people are involved and get to be part of making decisions, and then they get to benefit from those decisions too, right? It's not everybody has a little tiny cubicle and then there's one guy who comes to work in a helicopter.
It seems like this democratic model, a lot of the people in your film talk about, you know, one employee, one vote, and they have sometimes big worker assemblies to make decisions about stuff. It just seems like it might take a lot of time. So is that frustrating for people who work at these co-ops?
We asked the same kind of question of people in Mondragon, where they're running some very big enterprises with a few thousand people, for example. And what people said to us there was, well, it does actually take longer. But once the decision's made, since it was made democratically, then in a way there's buy-in from people. So it's a different model. It's a different model. We're not so used to it here. And it's not always easy. People sometimes come into these work situations and they're just so unused to really having a say. And in many jobs, it's a very top-down structure. You keep your mouth shut and your head down and just do your little piece of whatever the job is. So in a way, there's kind of a re-education process in this country anyway to really enlist people's creative energies.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Melissa Young is a filmmaker who, along with Mark Dworkin, is based on Whidbey Island, and they've just come out with a new documentary called Shift Change. It's about worker cooperatives in the U.S. and overseas.